You probably heard a lot over the past few years about just how pricey Southern California's rental housing market has become. It's hard to find a place, and when you do, the cost is often sky high. For renters who already have a place to call home, the situation can also be precarious. Some are being hit with huge rent increases, increases they say they can't afford. And now some renters are pushing back in the form of rent strikes. It's a story that editor Daniel Hernandez with the website LA Taco has been covering, and he joins us now. Hey, Daniel.
Hi.
When you talk about rent increases, you're not just talking about 5 or 8%. What's the scale of what we're dealing with here?
Right. Well, some buildings built before 1978 in Los Angeles are protected under rent stabilization ordinance. Buildings built after are not. So basically, a landlord can come in and just raise the rent on you at any rate, basically. And so this is leading to people being displaced or evicted. It's obviously a hugely complex issue, and people have been basically legislating and voting about this for decades in California. But the bottom line is there just isn't enough housing, and there aren't enough protections in order to prevent people who are on very low or very fixed incomes from being dramatically affected by sort of the waves of gentrification that are occurring in neighborhoods like Highland Park, like Boyle Heights, like Westlake, MacArthur Park, etc.
And these are communities, the ones you're talking about, that basically are sort of in a ring around downtown LA that have been home to large immigrant communities, sort of working class neighborhoods primarily, right?
Right. I mean, Westlake alone has the most dense census tract in the United States. There are a lot of these buildings have been neglected over the decades. People live in often very squalid conditions. We went and saw them, LA Taco, myself and our LA Taco reporters, sewage leaking out of pipes, horrible infestations. And because enforcement is so lax, because they're just the county and the city just don't have enough inspectors to go out and make sure every single unit in Los Angeles is properly taken care of, well, landlords are able to sort of permit these situations to keep on happening.
One man you talked to, Antonio Lamas, he said the situation had gotten so bad it was affecting his health. Here's what he had to say.
My doctor said I have pneumonia. And I was like, why? When we did the test, I said that my doctor said, oh, you know what? There's something on your carpet.
There are infestations of pigeons, rats, ooh, really bad situations with roaches. And I just don't think that that should be sort of permissible if landlords are renting at such high prices and constantly trying to push the rents up on people.
So some of these tenants are joining forces in a rent strike. How does this work?
Well, in February of this year, the tenants at the Burlington Avenue apartments in the sort of Westlake area, owned by a very wealthy Pacific Palisades developer, realized that they had no hot water. And it had kind of been enough and enough. And they all sort of came together on Super Bowl Sunday because they just sort of started gathering in their common space. And organizer here in Los Angeles walked past and sort of started helping them and saying, this is something that you could do. And a rent strike is really sort of an act of desperation. No one wants to sort of be in bad relationships with their landlords.
So basically, they are withholding rent sort of as a group, not paying their landlords. What are they pushing for? What are they saying they need to have done?
Well, they need massive improvements and major improvements in upkeep in their apartments. And also, I think that, you know, something needs to be done at a sort of a broader level or at a city level in order to address this. We're going to have propositions on the November ballot. Props 1 and 2 are going to be bond measures. Prop 10, it would permit municipalities to reimpose basically rent stabilization ordinances, which had been prevented under law as it currently stands. One of the ways that directly in this case, what the tenants do is then they go to court. You know, lawyers like Elena Popp, who's heavily involved in this, what they've noticed is that 90% of court cases, when they go before a judge, mm-hmm, the tenant loses.
Really?
And so the landlord is still able to evict that tenant. You know, where do people go? Well, they might go to the streets, or they might go just leave Los Angeles entirely. How does that affect our communities? And what can we do to address it?
It seems like the idea of a rent strike kind of moves the whole issue into a different realm, because I assume you've got, you know, it's bad publicity for the landlord. This could look really bad. So in some ways, it maybe shifts the balance of power a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us, we are comfortable because we own our homes or we own our condos or we have a cool a landlady who's not going to raise our rent or whatnot. But many people are living daily with this stress. So what happens? Inevitably, there's going to be sort of outbursts of a sort of a more radical approach on the part of a tenant to prevent losing their low market unit and possibly becoming homeless. I don't know if it's going to become sort of a widespread thing. But I definitely don't see sort of a lot of, you know, political will or discussion or debate happening around this issue in our city. And I think as sort of it, in terms of civic engagement, it does raise a lot of questions, sort of what are the ways in which we can prevent more homeless and also stabilize our housing market so it doesn't overstress and divide our communities.
And it's interesting, this gentleman you talked to, Antonio Lamas, he sees this as a much bigger issue that goes far beyond just his home, his building.
We all need to do our jobs, our work, learn the laws, and don't let nobody step on us. We need to send the message to not just LA, but anybody, that there's a law for us, and we need to make them understand that we're all human beings. We deserve respect, too.
One of the things some tenants are calling for is collective bargaining with their landlord. I mean, this sounds like labor union approaches. Is that idea gaining any traction? Do you see this, you know, overall movement sort of taking off?
I mean, imagine that, right? I mean, how bad does the situation need to get for people to start organizing as if they're a labor union in order to not get displaced from their apartment? This also is happening at the Avenue 64 apartments in Highland Park, and our reporters uncovered that the owner was just some investment group that's in Silicon Valley. So I think until the cities and the counties and the state level are able to properly address this, that there's going to be some kind of grassroots response, because the signs are really disheartening. You know, evictions are actually slightly on the decrease in Los Angeles, and that's partly because of the effort of some of these lawyers who are going out and basically canvassing some neighborhoods and saying, are you being treated fairly by your landlord? Imagine how many thousands of people in LA sort of live with this daily stress of worrying when they might be evicted because their neighborhood just became the hottest new place to live in and to hang out in. What does that do to our communities, really, and our ability to sort of engage one another across class lines in this city?
Well, this is definitely an issue we're going to be seeing playing out over the next several months, at least, with all the various measures coming up on the ballot this fall. Daniel Hernandez, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Daniel Hernandez of LA Taco. You can read more coverage about rent strikes in Los Angeles at lataco.com.